392, if you'd like to turn there. O day of rest and gladness. The author, Christopher Wordsworth, you'll notice his name at the base of the hymn. He lived from 1807 to 1885 in England. If you do recall the name Wordsworth or it sounds familiar, it's probably from the famous English poet William Wordsworth. Well, this author of this hymn was the nephew of William Wordsworth. Christopher Wordsworth was a minister in the Church of England who eventually became the bishop of the Lincoln area. He was personally an athlete and also quite a Bible scholar who wrote a commentary on the whole Bible. He wrote over 100 hymns and even wrote a booklet about hymn writing. And in his booklet about hymn writing, he wrote that the first duty of a hymn is to teach sound doctrine and to save souls. This great hymn does both of those things. It also has great poetry. This hymn praises Christ by thanking him for the gift he gave of one whole day within each 7 days that we can rest and experience gladness. The purpose of this hymn is to thank the Lord for the weekly Christian day of rest. And the stanzas unfold by topic. Let me quickly introduce them as you perhaps glance through. The first stanza introduces the Sabbath as a day to be celebrated and then introduces talking to the day of gladness itself as if it were a person and tells the day that it is superior to all the other days of the week. The second stanza traces the history of observing this day going all the way back to the time of creation when the day of rest was the seventh day of the week and through time until the resurrection of Christ when the day of rest was moved to the first day of the week and celebrates the day on which the Holy Spirit came down, which was also a Sunday, which we call Pentecost Sunday. The third stanza brings Sunday forward to its status today and describes what we get as a gift from God once per week with one metaphor after another. The fourth stanza takes a look around the whole world at God's blessings poured out each Sunday in worship services in all the nations. And the fifth and last stanza lifts up our eyes to look ahead to the future when our earthly Sundays will change over into one extended time of rest that will never end. The hymn invites us as a church to raise up our voice with praise to the blessed three-in-one, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. A few verses of scripture to contemplate as we sing this. Genesis 2, verse 3, "So God blessed the seventh day and made it holy, because on it God rested from all his work that he had done in creation." Hebrews 3:13, "Exhort one another every day as long as it is called today, that none of you may be hardened by the deceitfulness of sin, for we have come to share in Christ." And lastly, Hebrews 4:9, "So then there remains a Sabbath rest for the people of God, for whoever has entered God's rest has also rested from his works as God did from his."